Good evening. This is Circe again with another Brat Time story. Tonight I'm going to read about an adventure I had while going on a work trip from Tucson to Albuquerque. It is called Sim Gym. I hope you enjoy it. When I was an instructor at the Albuquerque VA Medical Center, I sometimes attended curriculum planning meetings at the Tucson VA. It was an easy 6-hour drive from Albuquerque. There were some nice restaurants and sights to see along the way. The Tucson VA campus is beautiful. The Tucson VA was known for its very impressive simulation labs, and its staff development programs were something we aspired to. Most of us instructors liked to hang out with our Tucson VA counterparts because we came back full of ideas for what we could apply back home. One spring, my colleague Tammy, an RN, was tasked with standing up our own simulation lab at the VA in Albuquerque. So she was sent to the Tucson VA to check out their setup and programs. After a week away, she came back full of ideas and was delighted. Tucson was going to give us one of their older mannequins because they had bought several newer models. Tammy dropped into my office to tell me of their good fortune. I was busy with my own work and was only half following the magnitude of her announcement. I told her that was very nice of Tucson, but didn't really grasp the wonderment of the gift. Exasperated, Tammy pulled up a website and showed me some mannequins. They were very advanced. They talked, moaned, moved, blinked, peed, and once hooked up to training aids, they could provide a great amount of feedback that would help our own medical staff keep up their skills. These mannequins could do almost anything, except bake a cake. They were also incredibly expensive. I choked when I saw the price tag. Because of this generous gift, we would now have two functioning mannequins, something we would not have had to do otherwise. Once the folks in Tucson could take it off their property books and transfer it to ours and get it to us, Tammy could start doing real simulations in her newly minted lab. However, VA bureaucracy meant that a seemingly simple transfer from one inventory list to another inventory list moved glacially. Figuring out transportation from Tucson to Albuquerque was almost impossible. It was frustrating to all of us in the education department because, having been told we could have a mannequin, we wanted him yesterday. A couple of months passed and I was asked to attend a meeting in Tucson. Tammy suggested that since I was driving, could I bring the mannequin back to Albuquerque in my car? She told me she'd make all the arrangements and I said it would be fine. My husband can work remotely, so he came along for the trip. I would have company and his help. At the end of my week-long meeting, I was told that Jim, the mannequin, was ready to go. If I could bring my car around to the warehouse area, they would load him in and we could be on our way. After I signed my life away on all the official government paperwork, two burly men shoved Jim into the back seat of my Prius and belted him in. There was a suitcase of all of his electronic gear, spare parts, and accessories that went in back with our luggage. We were off. I kept glancing over my shoulder at Jim, who was the size of a grown man. He was creepy. Lifelike is not how I would describe him. Even though he was dressed in a tracksuit and a ball cap, his rubbery skin, closed eyes, and half-open mouth reminded me of some horror movie doll. He looked dead. Coming off the I-10, we headed up towards Hatch. I realized we would have to go through a border patrol checkpoint. I started thinking about how many empty cavities Jim had in which we could be smuggling drugs if we were that sort of people. I wondered if the Border Patrol agent would ask us to strip him and do a cavity search. I hoped not, as I imagined there were many ways we could damage Jim if he weren't handled properly. Since my name was on the paperwork, I could imagine having to pay a very, very, very large bill if he arrived broken. It was a very hot day, and as we reached the Border Patrol checkout, there was a long line of cars backed up. As we inched our way closer, I grew more nervous. But I also noticed that the Border Patrol agents looked really hot. They looked miserable, When it was our turn, my husband rolled down his window and the agent asked him kind of mechanically, "Is everyone in the car a U.S. citizen?" My mind perversely wanted me to say that Jim was from China, but good sense prevailed. We both said yes quickly and he waved us through. As we pulled away, the agent did a double take. It had just registered with him that something was not quite right with our passenger. We kept moving forward, and he did not call us back. For the next 10 or 15 miles, we half expected a helicopter or patrol car to surveil and stop us. Luckily, we made it to Albuquerque with no more issues. It was after hours when we got to the Albuquerque VA. We were hot and tired. We debated going straight home, but decided not to because we were afraid someone would break into the car and steal Jim as he sat in our driveway overnight. It was about 7 o'clock and still light out as we pulled into the front of my building at the VA. Tammy had left a wheelchair in my office so that I could just wheel Jim in from my car from the loading dock. I left Bill to deal with Jim and I dashed into my office to get the chair. I am not a medical person, so just the act of unfolding the wheelchair was a huge accomplishment. I felt proud as I wheeled the chair out to the loading dock where we'd parked. Bill had unbelted Jim and was attempting to wrest him from the seat. The mannequin itself was not that heavy, but its dead weight made lifting truly awkward. It took both of us to get Jim out of the back seat. Bill grabbed his head and shoulders, and I grabbed his leg, and we carried him up the steps onto the dock. We folded Jim into the wheelchair. I had intended to push him in the chair from the dock ramp to my office, but Jim had other plans. First, we didn't realize that we needed to put his feet on the footrests on the wheelchair. So when I pushed him forward, his one foot caught on the ground, twisting under the wheel, and suddenly both he and the wheelchair flipped over. Jim crashed face first into the ground, and the chair landed on top of him. Horrified, we righted the chair and half lifted and half dragged Jim back onto the chair, which kept moving as we tried to sit him down. Finally, we managed to get him seated. After our first fiasco, we decided not to push the chair, but rather to pull it backwards. After barking our heels several times, we made it to my office. I quickly unlocked my door, dragged the wheelchair in, and abandoned it. Both of them in the center of the room. I locked the door and Bill and I got out of there. We both needed a cool, soothing drink. As we drove home, it occurred to me that the whole scene was probably caught on security cameras. I wonder if the VA police officer watching the tape at shift change would think that I had transported an immobile veteran into my office. I wondered if anyone from the police service went into my office to investigate later that night. On Monday, I was greeted with great joy and excitement by Tammy, who had already reunited with Jim. She'd moved him in with great nursing professionalism to his new house in our simulation lab. For a while, I kept imagining I heard our police snickering behind my back as I walked by their offices, having demonstrated my complete incompetence for their viewing pleasure. So, in retrospect, it is funny to read this scenario and think back on how it was. It was a little bit disconcerting and a little frightening as it was happening. And I learned that dead weight is really, really heavy. What interesting things have you done while on the line of duty at work that would probably bring a smile to your face now, but at the time was truly frustrating? Tonight, think about that as you can't sleep. What fun, funny, or interesting situations have you found yourself in? Good night, sleep tight, and I'll see you soon.